Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. Zocher Chasdei Avos, and maybe Goal of Nevi Nayem Laman Shemo Biahava. We invoke this opening bracha of Avos, talking about the merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So we invoke this Chus Avos, Zocher Chasdei Avos. Chasdei Avos means what? We invoke, we ask Hashem, this is Shevach, we're praising and we're exalting Hashem, we're acknowledging His categorical difference from everyone and everything else. And in that context, we invoke Chasdei Avos. Zocher Chasdei Avos, you remember the chesed of the Avos. What does that mean? Which direction? The chesed Hashem did for them, or the chesed that they showed for Hashem's creation in this world? So Ben Ish Chai writes, you could read it either way. Both are reasonable understandings. Zocher Chasdei Avos, the chesed Hashem showed, the kindness to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or the fact that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov pursued and fulfilled their mission in this world by exhibiting and by spreading the chesed to Hashem. The Torah makes a comment. In Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, the Torah makes a comment. Tiknu l'hazker chasdei avos etzel ha'geula lomar. Why do we connect the two? Why do we connect the merit of our avos? We connect that with redemption. She'afim tamas chus avos. Because even if we've used up, it's as if chus avos, the merit of those who came before us, is a bank account. When they left this world, they left us flush with a lot of, we were deep into the black, we had tremendous leeway, we had the merit of the Avos we could dip into, and we can draw on when we need it. But over 2,000 years, over much more from the Avos, 3,800 years more, we've depleted the bank account. The Torah is quoting based on a Tosos, Tamas Chus Avos. It's possible that there's nothing left. We're overdrawn on our Schus bank account with Hashem. We've used up all their merit. So maybe we think that's it for Geula. We're stuck. This exile is permanent. The spike in anti-Semitism, maybe it's a result of the fact that we're overdrawn. We're unable to rely on or depend on the Schus Avos any longer. Geula Seinu La'olam Kayemes. So the Torah says the reason that we combine the two, the reason we invoke it here in the opening bracha, Zocher Chasdei Avos, maybe goal of Nevinam Laman Shmo Biava, Shoyev Tiachpa Bishmo Hagadol, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us. This isn't permanent. This is not a permanent state. This is temporary. We'll talk about it in a moment. He's already begun the process of redemption, the Aschalta de Geula. It's not a modern term, unless you want to call the Munkacher modern. We'll talk about it in a moment, Aschalta de Geula. But he's already begun and invited us to the process to begin the redemption. So, Gaulus exile, oppression, persecution, they're not permanent. How are they not permanent if we've used up all of our merits? Why? Because he made a promise. B'shmo ha-gadol. V'kasher shmo kayam la'olam la'olmei olamim. Kach ku'ulaseinu la'olam kayemes. Hashem promised, he swore in his name. He swore, what does it mean to advance his name? A name is a description of Elokus. A name is a representation or manifestation in this world. We call, when we promote Hashem's name, when we are successfully representing His brand and elevating the brand, it's called a Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying His name. God forbid the opposite. If we harm the brand, it's a Chilul Hashem. We've created a vacuum, an abscess, an opening of where His name should be. So when He promises in His name, it means that to fulfill His purpose in the development of this world, to move towards redemption, it's not only because we're relying on Schus Avos. Schus Avos could wear out, could wear off. I was once traveling with a friend from Israel. That wasn't traveling business class. I tried to get into the lounge. So I showed them. They said, why do you think you come in? I have this credit card. That doesn't work. I have this membership. That doesn't work. So the woman at the counter said, Be'ezes chut ata rotze likanes? In what merit do you think you can enter? So I said, Schut Avot? So she didn't find that funny. She quickly showed me the door, and I had to overpay for a bottle of water. So, Schus Avos can wear off in the lounge and in life. But the Torah says, even when it wears out, when it wears off, even when we don't have it to draw on any longer, Geulaseinu La'olam Kayemes. And that's V'hachi Perusho, Zocher Chasdei Avos Livneim L'Ga'alam, V'afim Tomas Schus Avos, Mevigoa Livnei V'neim L'man Shemo, Shukayim La'olam. The way to understand this entire sentence is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, he invokes the Schus Avos Chasdei Avos Livneim L'Ga'alam. He's going to treat us well, protect us. He's going to bring us in the process of redemption because we're drawing on those who came before, the great merits of their bank account. Vafim Taman, even if it's no longer there, Mevi Goel of Nevinayam, we, the progeny, the offspring, who are unworthy ourselves, and we've used up, we've tapped into all their worthiness, but Laman Shemo, Shukayim La'olam. That's what it means. He'll bring the Geula in his name because he is forever. Zocher Chasdei Avos. What tense is Zocher? The Rishus Chachma points out, not he remembered their merit, not he will remember. Zocher means he remembers. Lashon Hova in the present tense, he remembers. Because even when it feels like, and we'll continue to develop this week, we say, similarly, Umevi Goel. Umevi Goel is also the present tense. What do you mean, Zocher? He remembers Umevi, both in the present tense. The answer is, how are we here? With all the odds stacked against us and all the enemies around the world out to get us, how are we here? To a certain degree, our very survival is a form of redemption. According to the natural order, the natural rules of history, we should long be gone. We should be a footnote to history. Our very existence against all odds, against systematic attempts to eliminate and exterminate us, that in itself is an expression of Geula. It's a form of redemption. The very fact that we're still here and that we have a today, and please God, we'll have a tomorrow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just in the past, and it's not just a promise for some time in the future. Every single day the Jewish people and our story continues, he is Zocher, he is remembering, and he is Mevi, he is bringing a Geula for that day. We'll continue with this theme.